Hey, everyone, and welcome to Off the Wire. We're going to change things up on the podcast. We're going to be talking about cybersecurity and technology issues. For today's episode, one of the things I want to talk about is Broadcom's acquisition of VMware. Seen on several IT listservs, it's got a lot of folks on edge, a lot of people shopping around, and just going to talk about some of the things that has happened and just kind of highlight it, and then just point out what I would recommend doing or at least looking at. To start off with, I'm just going to talk about kind of some of the main issues with it. And the big one is that Broadcom is doing away with the perpetual licensing. That was something we were all huge fans of. I know my annual cost for the cooperative I work at was really low. Obviously, it was too low because they figured out they can get more money out of it. But anyways, it was, it was something we owned and we just paid for support annually. And that's no longer going to be the case. It's going to be a subscription model, just like every other system out there these days. Anyways, it's going to raise quite a bit. So just looking, I did have a friend share with me before they did away with the perpetual licensing after Broadcom bought out VMware. So the MSRP went up 72% right off the bat. You know, that was as soon as they acquired VMware, it went up that amount. So, you know, that's not, I said, you know, that's a lot percentage wise, but when you look at least from our perspective, what we were paying for VMware, I felt was really quite a bargain. So 72% wouldn't have really bothered me a whole lot, but that's not the end. Just looking out there. Well, I guess let me start off with this. I have requested a quote. I requested a quote quite some time ago. I would say month and a half, 2 months ago, I requested from two different vendors. And I have yet to get a quote. So that's a little scary. I don't know if we, you know, fortunately we don't have to renew till later in the year, but I just want to know what that dollar amount's going to be because I know what we budgeted for, which I don't think is going to match. So been waiting on month and a half, 2 months to get a quote. So for you all out there that, you know, are renewing right now, you know, I'm hoping you're getting a better response than I am. And I really don't think it's the resellers. I believe it's in regards to this acquisition. Could be wrong, but you know, I've never had issues with the two vendors I spoke with about pricing in the past. So I feel it's got to be due to the Broadcom acquisition. But just looking online, you know, trying to look at what to expect. I've seen anything from 2 times the cost, which I'm not gonna lie, like I'd be all right with 2 times the cost. But the scarier part, and these are the numbers that I see more frequently, is I see 7 times the cost, and I also see 10 times the cost. I've only seen a couple instances with double the cost, but I would say the most frequent number I'm seeing is 7 times the cost. Can't tell you if that's going to be accurate or not, but that's just what I'm reading online and what I've heard. So, you know, 7 times the cost, you know, that's a big difference in double. Anyways, I know a lot of organizations, you know, they don't really have much of a budget, and this could really make them bail on VMware. Anyways, that the perpetual licensing ended in February, so you know all of us are on that subscription model. So another thing I want to talk about is just the VMware as a company. I want to mention that since the acquisition in 2023, they laid off 2,837 folks, and in 2024, they've already laid off more than 1,200 folks. Now, granted, it's a huge company. They, I think currently they have about 262,000 employees or staff members. And, you know, is it going to hurt support? You know, are they going to keep chipping away and reducing to where the support isn't as good as what it was? And I do feel like VMware had very good support. You know, a lot of us, it's our bread and butter. It's the core of our IT systems. A lot of our disaster recovery and resiliency is based off of VMware. So, you know, it's very important to a lot of us, and having that excellent support is also necessary. Part of that acquisition, I did want to mention that Carbon Black, they're going to be selling it off. I know a lot of people that are on Carbon Black, but anyways, I didn't find that too surprising. I think kind of Carbon Black at this point is a little bit of an outdated tool. It's not a bad tool, but I feel like there's other tools that give you a lot more information out of your systems, especially with the EDR. As you can hear, I don't know if you can hear that, but I have a friendly visitor, my cat Juno. Anyways, also part of that acquisition, they had the basically the end user instance or the desktop instance. Broadcom, they have no interest in that, and they're selling it off. Matter of fact, it's being sold for approximately $4 billion to Kicker, so they'll be selling that off as well. So I think with Carbon Black, I think it's still two to be determined, you know, who's going to buy that. So I know that'll have a lot of folks worried, because I know a lot of folks are still using Carbon Black. Early on, there was a lot of issues with the value-added resellers. It was basically who was going to have it or not. I think that kind of got blown out of proportion in the media. Basically, what they did is if you didn't have $500,000 in annual revenue, you know, you weren't going to be a reseller for them anymore. Honestly, I don't think there was too many of them out there. I know all the partners we deal with, I'm sure they're selling way above that. So we haven't had any resellers, you know, lose the ability to resell it. So anyways, I kind of feel like that was just blown out of proportion. One thing that also hit the media is Broadcom has clearly stated that, you know, enterprise is going to be kind of their core focus. I did watch a video with the CEO, Hock Tan. He did have, you know, of course he's a CEO, he's going to speak well. But he did make me feel a little bit better about, you know, what their focus is going to be. So, you know, obviously they're going to focus on enterprise systems, these big enterprise systems, but he also mentioned they've got their VMware, vSphere foundations, and, you know, that'll be oriented towards, you know, co-ops, local utilities and local governments, you know, just smaller organizations. You know, they're still going to have a product out there. I do think, you know, they are going to be geared more towards bigger companies, bigger organizations, but I'm sure they're, I'd feel like they'd be crazy to try to get rid of all of us. Of course, with their pricing, they might just do that. So another thing I'll mention is the free version of ESXi. That's no longer available. And I really find that to be a shame. I'm not sure why they would do that. That's how a lot of new individuals, you know, they can learn on. They don't have to be an organization that has VMware. They can learn it on their own. So I feel like they're doing themselves a disservice. I think there's some vendors out there, you know, I'm just going to name one that, for example, that they really have good education, and I think that benefits them, and is Salesforce. Salesforce, their training is free. I mean, I know they have paid for training, but they basically have an awesome free training program, and I think that just benefits them and benefits us together. So to have a system and you can't learn on it, you know, that really, I feel, hurts the company more than anything. With VMware, basically, they're going to have two main core products. They're going to have a lot of add-ons. They're going to have way more add-ons than they've had in the past. But the basically, it's going to be broken down into VMware vSphere Foundations, or VVF, and then VMware Cloud Foundations, or VCF. Obviously, the cloud speaks for itself. You know, that's their cloud instance. And I've looked at this in the past, but it was so costly that there was no way for us to look at putting stuff in the cloud. But they are... I read that they're reducing the cost by 50% to try to get more people on board with their cloud foundations. So I might be worth revisiting that. I don't know. Of course, if you're having to pay more for your normal VMware stack now, you know, you're not going to have any extra funds to do the cloud foundation stuff. So, but it is interesting that they're reducing the cost on that, trying to get more people to buy into that. Back to the interview with Hock Tan, a couple things of interest, and these are all things that I agree with that he said. Is, you know, one, they want to be, well, there's always a question, is Broadcom going to get into the hardware, you know, with VMware? Are they going to make you jump on Broadcom hardware? And that question was brought up, and he said that the way he envisions VMware is that it is hardware agnostic. And I wholeheartedly agree. I don't think you should be tied to one specific piece of hardware. So that's part of his vision. So that's one good thing that came out of that interview. And the other thing, I thought this was pretty awesome, is because it wasn't this way in the past, unless I'm mistaken, but he wanted it to, or he envisions it to be cloud agnostic. Whether you're on AWS, Azure, whatever cloud instance you want to be on, you should be able to use it, VMware on that instance. So we'll see how that goes in the future, but I thought that was an outlook I can agree with for sure. So one thing, I will say this, you know, just the pricing and just all the takeover, it's got people shopping around. And I'm seeing a lot of people, they're looking at Microsoft's Hyper-V, looking at Scale, looking at Nutanix. And then there's some open source tools such as Proxmox, and I believe it's XCPNG. Might be slaughtering that. I'm not too familiar with that product. But anyways, people are looking at all different kinds of products. I haven't really heard of anyone making the transition, but we'll see how that goes in the next year or so. I mean, it could be long-term. It could be, you know, over the next 10 years, they lose a lot of customers to these, especially if they're stepping up. And I've heard the competitors, they're probably pretty happy about all this. And I've heard that a lot of them have offered sales and, are trying to get people to move over. So I know personally, I looked at Nutanix and it does seem like a very good product, but the cost, it was just so costly that it's prohibitive. You know, now with the new VMware pricing, that may change things. I'll say this, if I was at the point where I had to buy all new hardware, I would definitely give Nutanix a serious look. But if you've already got the hardware, it kind of makes it a hard buy because basically you're buying the hardware, and the virtualization altogether. So, if you're at that situation, I would highly recommend taking a look at it no matter what. I would suggest looking at that, before the acquisition, if you're looking at all new hardware. I mean, it seems like they do have a good product, and I know some folks that are using it, they're very happy with it. So besides pushing people to look at other virtualization platforms, I do think this is going to push people to look more at the cloud. A lot of people, the only reason, all of us got some things in the cloud, but a lot of times we're not doing a lot of compute in the cloud just because it's so cost prohibitive. And, if it costs more to have it hosted on site, that's going to incentivize, you to look at the cloud more and more. The only thing is with just, if you piecemeal parts to the cloud, it's really not cost effective. You'd really have to move like your whole stack to the cloud, to cut down on that hardware cost and all that, because you're still going to have storage, or you're still going to have compute. And, if you're only moving 10 to 20% of your stuff to the cloud, really you're not going to do it for financial reasons. You're going to do it for other reasons, for the most part. One thing with Broadcom, and I knew of this before, they have always been good to their investors. That's no secret. And I don't think that's going to change. So I think that's a lot to do with the VMware price tag changes. They've always been very good to their investors. Since the acquisition was known, the stock has went up over 70%. Matter of fact, their earnings call, I don't know if this podcast will be released for their earnings call, but their earnings is March 7th. Might be a good time to invest. So I'm not saying to do that, but you might want to look at it. They've always been good. And this VMware acquisition is just going to strengthen that company, most likely, unless they start losing all of us. But anyways, so there's not been a whole lot to this. This is a shorter episode. But one thing I do want to touch on is this is really bothering me because I've already been burnt by a virtualization platform getting caught out. And I'm going to go back in time, might show my age a little bit. Early on in my career, I used a tool called VirtualIron, and it was a great product. It was a decent amount cheaper than VMware, and it had all the bells and whistles that I needed. So I was using that product, very happy with it. Used it for several years, and then I went to a cooperative in Ohio, and when I went there, they had all physical servers still, and we had a lot of heating and cooling issues. Well, cooling issues, not heating issues. We had cooling issues. And just electrical issues where we couldn't add another server in that area. We were already having issues. And, the easy thing for me to do was to basically just virtualize the environment, So we had all those huge towers, they weren't rack mounted. It was just a bunch of towers sitting on benches. I went and bought a couple racks, and I think I consolidated 9 servers down to 3 and had a lot of redundancy. Bought 2 SANs, just had a lot more reliability and versatility than I had in the past by virtualizing that. And I did away with all the cooling issues that we had. So, but anyways, I was happy with VirtualIron, and then Oracle went and bought out VirtualIron. And at first I thought, well, maybe it's not going to be that bad because, Oracle has a horrible virtualization product. I can't remember what it was called, but I remember I looked at it in the past and it was not a good product. So I was like, it makes sense. They're going to buy VirtualIron, start using their product. And they did the complete opposite of what I thought. And that's what I'm saying is we never know what's going to happen with VMware. So with Oracle, they basically stopped supporting VirtualIron, and they wanted you to move over to their product. And like I said, it was one of the worst virtualization products I'd seen, during this time. This was a long time ago. See, I have a visitor in the back, but after that happened, I had to move from VirtualIron over to VMware, and that was a pretty smooth transition. I've been a VMware user for a long time now. I've been very happy, so I'm hoping the pricing doesn't kill it. I do think Broadcom is a solid company as far as, maintaining the product and stuff like that, and I'm sure they'll grow the product out, especially I think there's going to be a heavy focus of add-ons, you know, to the VMware environment. So we'll see what happens. The one thing, I guess, what I'm wanting everyone to do, though, is, you know, if you're not due to renew in the fall or at the end of the year, I would go ahead and request a quote. You need to know where you stand, you know, with the money. I mean, if money's not an issue, then I guess you could wait. But for most of us, I would just go ahead and request a quote to see what it is. So, you know, if the money is too much, that gives you time to shop it and look at other systems. So I guess I would just not wait till last minute to see what the pricing is going to be. With that said, I appreciate everyone's time, and my cat does too. But anyways, I appreciate everyone's time, and thanks for listening. We'll see you later. Bye.